You're listening to SBS News.
4:30 a.m. in the U.S. state of New Jersey, a 1.5-kilometre long convoy of cars full of people waiting to be tested for COVID-19. By 5 a.m., the drive-through testing site hits capacity and hundreds of people are sent home. This paints a dire picture of what's taking place across America, where there are more than 34,000 infections. There are warnings now that the number of cases of coronavirus is not expected to peak for another month. Ben McVane, a doctor at a hospital in New York City, says health systems are already overwhelmed.
We're filling up our ICUs. We have several floors now that are devoted only to COVID-positive patients.
Some hospitals are reporting a 50% surge in patients. Dr. Cornelia Griggs from the Columbia University Medical Center in New York says each day more and more people in her profession are putting their lives at risk.
It's a scary time to be a doctor in America, and especially in New York.
Across the country, state leaders are pleading for more masks and other equipment to fight the outbreak. Peter Gaynor from the Federal Emergency Management Agency insists it's on the way.
Telling you that we are shipping from our national stockpile, we're shipping from vendors, we're shipping from donations.
President Donald Trump says companies including General Motors and Tesla are working to produce masks and ventilators. It comes as a hospital in Washington state is warning that life-saving ventilators could run out. The state is the hardest hit, along with New York and California. All three are to be officially declared disasters, and National Guard units will be deployed there. The president has announced makeshift hospitals will also be set up in each of the states, providing thousands of new beds for patients.
I want to assure the American people that we're doing everything we can each day to confront and ultimately defeat this horrible, invisible enemy. We're at war. In a true sense, we're at war.
Americans have been told fighting the war means staying at home. More than 100 million people have been instructed to do just that, though many are appearing to defy the order. Over the weekend, beaches in California were packed with people, and in New York, where there are more than 15,000 cases, it was parks. With several states shutting down non-essential business, an economic boost is desperately needed. But a sweeping government stimulus package aimed at doing just that is now in limbo, with Democrats blocking the bill in the Senate. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says the bill fails to protect employees.
Legislation has many problems. At the top of the list, it includes a large corporate bailout with no protections for workers and virtually no oversight.
Negotiations over the bill are becoming even more urgent, with Republican Rand Paul becoming the first US senator to test positive for the virus. A string of other senators are now in self-quarantine, former Republican presidential nominee Mitt Romney among them. Abby O'Brien, SBS News.